We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Look at these donkeys, Bunch of
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlemagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Monday, October 23rd. Let me make sure it's the 23rd. I'll be getting my dates wrong. Yes, Monday, October 23rd goes to a brother named Darryl Brian Clemens of St. Louis, Missouri. Now, Darryl is a brother who clearly cares about his child, and I think folks don't understand that it's very hard to not make emotional decisions when we are talking about our children, because Darryl has been arrested in connection with a shooting and charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. Now, according to the victim of said shooting, whose name is Shaquille Lattimore, he's a coach. He coaches a youth football team in St. Louis. According to him, he got shot because Darryl was upset about something concerning his child. Now, there are quite a few valid reasons why you would pop someone over your child, but I don't think this is one of them. Let's go to, what is the report?
ABC.
Let's go to NBC. NBC what? Do we know? Let's go to NBC St. Louis for the report, please.
The shooting happened at Sherman Park during a practice for a youth football team. Police say Darryl Clemens shot coach Shaquille Lattimore 4 times because he was upset his son wasn't a starter on the team. Lattimore spoke to Five on Your Side Wednesday.
He kept shooting me, man. Shot me 4 more times while I was on the ground. No unarmed black man. Shot me 4 more times.
In court Thursday, Darryl Clemens' brother said the coach had a gun and his brother fired in self-defense. The witness says the coach walked off the field during practice to confront Clemens, and Clemens repeatedly told the coach to leave him alone. Clemens' brother says Darryl Clemens co-founded the Bad Boys football team 12 years ago. He stepped down from coaching when his own son joined the team 2 years ago. And Jason Clemens says he doesn't know what all the arguing was about. Christine Byers, Five on Your Side.
Hey, let me get Darryl's brother real quick, too. I want to hear from him, okay? Now, Darryl allegedly shot Coach Lattimore because he was upset that his son was not a starting player. Now, I don't know if that was really the reason, okay? You heard, I want you to hear Darryl Clemens' brother, but you heard the news reporter just say that that the brother disputed that that was the reason, which is hard for me to believe because I don't think someone who cared about their son in that way would do something that would cause him to be taken away from his child. Okay, like if you're going to confront the coach about your coach not getting, about your son not getting proper playing time, clearly you care about your son. So I don't think you would then shoot the coach, knowing that you would probably end up in jail. But let's just say this is why he shot the coach. Okay, parents, we have to start realizing and understanding that maybe, just maybe, our kids suck at some things. Okay, maybe Daryl, at this moment in time, your child just isn't good enough to start. Doesn't mean that he won't go on to be an all-time great one day. Just means at this present moment, he doesn't have what it takes to start for the Bad Boys team at Sherman Park in North St. Louis. But I have to admit, after hearing what his brother said, I kind of believe him. Do we have what? We still don't have what his brother said? Damn, we don't have what his brother said in there? Oh, okay. I don't feel like he shot this coach because his son didn't start. Okay, I don't know what the reason was, but you have an eyewitness saying, we don't have the eyewitness either. I want the eyewitness too. If you have an eyewitness saying, if the coach would have stayed his ass on the field, he wouldn't have been in this situation. You heard that in the news report. And, you know, if y'all did have a fist fight and he got the best of you and you asked for your gun, that man had every right to stand his ground, okay? But we don't know if that's the story. All we know is you, Daryl, are being accused of shooting the coach because your child was being treated like a non-playable character. All right? Do you know Carmelo Anthony got cut from his high school basketball team? Do you know Michael Jordan cut from his high school basketball team? What do you mean?
That's what you hear all the time when you get cut from your basketball team. Yes. Like, you know Michael Jordan got cut from his team. That's true. Make you feel bad. That make me
Carmelo
feel
Anthony got cut from his high school basketball team. Oral Hershiser, one of the greatest baseball pitchers from the 1900s and 80s. Do you know he got cut from his high school and college team? Sidebar, why the hell would you ever name your son Oral? Anyway, they didn't even make the team, but your little man was on the team, okay? You just got to let him go through the process. You can't set the example that when things don't go his way, somebody is going to get shot. Okay, always remember, a good example has twice the value of good advice. Please give Daryl Bryan Clemens the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
To mention, parents, you save so much money when your child sucks at something. You know what I'm saying? If we just all live our truth and let our kids know this may not be the thing for you right now, let's go figure something else out and come back to this, you save a lot of money.
You really do.
Save a lot of money. And I don't know, at what point do we as parents just accept our kids aren't good at something?
Okay. is that where we going?
What?
Is that what we're going to talk about this morning right now?
Yeah, why not?
800-585-1051. First of all, foremost, BET Peace. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the question?
At what point do we as parents just accept our kids aren't good at something? Now, this can go two ways, right? Because you might accept as a parent your kid ain't good at something.
Mm-hmm.
But then your kid might go through the process of not being good at something in the moment and then turn out to be an all-time great.
Okay.
I just told y'all. Michael Jordan got cut from his high school basketball team.
I know.
So did Carmelo Anthony. I know. You know what I'm saying? Oral Hershiser.
Okay.
One of the greatest pitchers of all time from the 1980s got cut from his high school and college team. Mm-hmm. Things happen.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We're talking about parents. Sometimes you just got to give it up on your kids. You know, sometimes they're just not made for that sport.
Give it up on your kids.
I'm going to tell you why.
Boy, I hate the way you talk.
Shut up.
That didn't even make no sense. I know what you're trying to say, and that's what bothers me. I be knowing what you're trying to say, but it just comes out stupid.
The same thing what you say when you be lisping all the time?
No, I be lisping. It's a difference between lisping and saying, you give it up on your kids. You be lisping. Give it up on your kids. Sometimes you got to give up on your kids.
You know what I mean? 800-585-1051.
I don't even think that sounds right. Don't give up on your kids.
They know what I meant.
Just in the moment, this may not be what your kids should be doing.
They know.
Give up on your kid if your kid sucks at youth football, y'all. If your kid sucks at youth football, parents, just give up on the child.
Babe, if you're listening, change the channel. Change the station, excuse me.
Jesus Christ.
Now, before we go on a break, I want to tell you about football and my son Jackson.
Mm.
So, you know, I got to...
gave up on Jackson. You ain't getting and gave up on Jackson? Damn. Boy, I tell you.
So, you know, I got an older son. His name is Logan. He was a stud in football. He got busy, right? Busy, 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 busy. So I put Jackson in football. He's taller. It wasn't for him.
Mm.
It wasn't for him.
Jackson more like you is what you say.
Oh,
I'm nice at basketball. What you talking about?
You're nice at basketball? When did that happen?
I'm always been nice at basketball. What you talking about?
Damn. So how old is Jackson?
He's 9 years old.
So he's old enough to hear his daddy just say, "I gave up on my son."
That's why I told my wife to change the station.
You just gave up on your kids because he wasn't no good at football.
But what I realized is his sport was soccer. He always liked soccer, and I pushed him towards football.
So you forced him.
I ain't force him. I pushed him towards.
So what you're saying is you're that parent who pretty much pull out a gun at a football game because your child ain't getting no starting time.
Damn.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh.
How you gonna throw that on me, Cappuccino?
Damn.
I ain't gonna go that far, but we have some words though.
Okay.
But 800-585-1051. Parents, has your son or daughter been the player that wasn't that good and you just had to pull them from the sport because they were embarrassing? That is the question. Let's talk about it.
It's the Breakfast Club.
They know what I mean. It's the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.